K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, my name's Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hey, I was just calling in. I need you guys' help.
What's the matter?
With what? So, what's going on?
I had this amazing date with this guy named Drew. We just met really randomly. I was at the grocery store, you know, like of all places.
That night,
he asked me out. We went, great date, beautiful restaurant. I thought we had a really good time. He's hilarious. Such a charming guy. Super cute. You know, but you ever get that, like, kind of weird feeling where I felt like he was trying to end the date early.
Oh, trying to wrap it up.
Throughout the date. And so I was kind of like, after about, like, the third or fourth, like, cue, I think I got the hint. And, you know, we went ahead and went our separate ways. I would love to go out with him again. I had a great time. I just kind of want to know, like, what happened, you know, what's going on.
Did you call him or text him or anything yet?
I have not. Call me old-fashioned. I don't know. I mean, I definitely like the guy to be more aggressive. But and normally, you know, I would just, you know, take it as a hint. But I had such a good time that my curiosity is too piqued.
Well, we will help you out.
Thanks.
We'd be glad to. What's his name?
Thanks. His name is Drew.
Drew. Okay, hold on a second here, Claire. We'll get Drew's number. We'll call him, okay?
Sure.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So you said you guys went to a really nice restaurant, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
We went to this little restaurant, Salar.
Oh, my gosh, in the Oregon District.
Oh, nice.
That's really nice place.
You know, I've not been there.
Yeah. It's really nice.
I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah. It's kind of hipstery.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Claire, I'll tell you what. Let's get going on the dial in here. We'll see what happens with Drew, okay?
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Be real quiet.
Hello.
Hey, is this Drew?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Drew. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.
What's going on, Drew?
Oh, hi.
Are you busy making coffees? We see you're a barista.
Ooh.
No. Should I be worried?
What do you do for, like, people like me, like, for straight black coffee drinkers? How do you make that fancy?
You know, I just do a little spin. I just do a little wiggle, I guess.
Yeah.
Make the bubbles look good.
Give the guy a break. What's he going to do?
Had to ask. But anyway, hey, you got a couple seconds to talk to you. We got a call from somebody about you.
Uh-oh. All right.
You know Claire?
Okay.
Do you know Claire?
Yeah. Yeah, I know Claire.
She likes you, and she said that she thought things were going well, but she kind of picked up a weird vibe.
She said she felt like you were trying to kind of wrap things up and get out of the date, she said.
Oh, she said she had a weird vibe from me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of had a weird vibe from her, which is kind of funny.
What happened?
So you both had weird vibes.
Yeah, I mean, she seemed pretty normal. I've heard of women like that. I've even seen women like that, but I've never really actually dated someone like that or been with someone like that. It was just kind of weird. She didn't realize people were staring at us, and it was just very surreal. I don't know if I want to deal with that awkward situation again, you know?
Is it because you guys were so good-looking that
people were staring and they were gawking at
awesome couple.
The beautiful couple.
Yes.
I mean, that too, but... so she brought her dog with her, and I have no problem with the dog, but now... Not only she brought her dog, she also brought the dog to the table during the date. Like, she got the dog a high chair.
What? A high chair? Like, for real?
Yeah, and she was making a scene, kind of. She was just like, oh, yeah, so do you have any dog menu, and you don't have a dog menu?
I can't believe you don't have a dog menu.
Uh-oh.
People were just, like, looking at us like,
here we go.
It's just, like, crazy.
Hey, Drew.
I never go anywhere without him.
There's Claire.
Oh, boy. Hey, Claire.
Did you bring Cheerios for him, too?
What did he eat?
No, you get, like, just, like, a little piece of chicken.
So you ordered for the dog?
You said
You ordered for...
Most restaurants are, like, really happy to do that for you.
Yeah, it was a $15 piece of chicken I had to buy for the dog. So it's like, really, I'm dating the dog too. Like, it was just like, why am I?
I mean, you kind of are. If Blue Bear didn't like you, we weren't going to see each other.
Blue Bear. What kind of dog is Blue Bear?
Blue Bear is a dachshund.
Yeah, a wiener dog. I love it.
I know.
My grandpa had one of those.
And he is the light of my life. Blue Bear is a service dog, too, by the way.
Do you need him for, medical reasons or something? Or
he just, anxiety. I mean, he does a lot of, he keeps it calm and he does a lot of service to me. So he's a baby.
Okay.
I take him with me everywhere.
From a doctor or for yourself prescribed?
I like for him to be around. He's definitely a calming factor in my life.
He's your child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blue Bear's her baby.
Blue Bear.
Well, Drew, what was the big deal?
Listen, I don't mind dogs. I mean, I just don't want to eat with dogs on a table in public. Does that make sense?
So the restaurant was cool?
Were they? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that the restaurant was just it is what it is. They just were like, I mean, she's just making such a weird commotion that they just let it happen. And it's just okay. Here's the weird kicker, all right? She requested a bottle of water for the dogs, but not just any water, Fiji water. Like bubbly water, and I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Okay, first of all, it was not bubbly water. It was flat water. Listen, the water in Ohio is not very clean. My little Blue Bear has sometimes problems processing, dirty water, so I always get her bottled water at restaurants like that, because I don't know if they filter it.
I thought Dayton had the best water.
Imagine this conversation in the restaurant, and everyone's just looking at us like, really? You're saying our water's dirty, and the dog should be drinking better water than us?
So how much was the water?
Oh, $8.
Blue Bear has expensive taste.
He's high class.
So do you not like dogs, Drew? Is that it, or what?
All right, I'm more of a cat person.
Okay.
But I don't mind dogs. I mean, but I just, I have a cat. The cat's really laid back. My cat's not asking for, expensive Perrier.
Did Blue Bear try and take anything off your plate?
Luckily, she was handling it. I was not going to give up my food. I mean, I need my food. I'm sorry. I mean, I feel like humans have human food. Animals have animal food.
Well, Claire,
let's keep it that way.
Claire, obviously,
Blue Bear is a good dog.
But he doesn't. He's a cat person. Does that bother you?
Yeah, that really bothers me. Cats are weird.
really?
And cats are weird, and I've never met an affectionate one, and I don't know why you would like a cat who just sits at a corner and hisses at you as opposed to Blue Bear, who you can take on dates.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Blue Bear has Halloween costumes. Blue Bear can fit in a cat Halloween costume.
Does Blue Bear go to the movies with you?
Yeah. Blue Bear's so quiet. She doesn't make a noise.
If you guys went any further, I fear that Blue Bear might be everywhere you are, if you know what I mean.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she stays with me every night.
Okay. All right, well, we can offer at this point in time to send you guys back out on a second date if you both agree. Right now, we'll get a limo for you and send you out to a restaurant, figure out something for you to do where Blue Bear can go.
I mean, I want to go. I had a good time, but Blue Bear, if he's not comfortable with my little bear.
It's all about the Blue Bear.
It's all about the Blue Bear. What do you think, Drew?
You know what? Why not? I'll do it for the free night. Let's see how it goes.
Hey, somebody else will be paying for Blue Bear's dinner.
Exactly. I guess we're picking up dinner for three.
For yeah.
Yeah, I'll go out on a date with a dog if I get free food. So why not? And you too, Claire, of course. But yeah.
Do we need to have a car seat in the limo for Blue Bear?
Please don't let Blue Bear pee in the limo.
No, Blue Bear is potty trained and sits in my lap.
Okay. I really want to hear from you guys again.
Yeah, let us know how this works out.
I kind of want to bring my cat, Russell Crowe.
That would be something.
Did you say your cat's name is Russell Crowe?
Yes.
Awesome.
Good luck, guys.
My bet's on the cat.
Oh, my God.